Good morning. We have a new preacher, Larry Mudd, that will be starting preaching next Sunday. We know that he is a very good preacher, but after I'm done today, he will look like a great preacher. Let's have a prayer. Dear Father in heaven, as we come before you and thanking you for everything you gave us through your death and resurrection, be with me as I deliver this lesson, and be with everyone else also, that we may hear the lesson and apply it in our lives. We just thank you for all that we have. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Grace and peace and joy from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Joe asked me to talk about how we can have peace and joy in our lives. I really believe that I do have a peace and joy that God talks about. But before I get started, I would like to say a few words of why I'm up here. Some of what I have to say was in a sermon that I gave about a year ago from It's Only a Test. It was not long ago that there would be no way that I would ever get up here to give a sermon. Not only would I have trouble with getting like 2 minutes of something to talk about, but I probably would pass out up here, which still remains to be seen. I'm not a writer, I'm not a preacher, but God changed me. God showed me through some trials and adversities in my life, from work, church, and home, God brought me down to my knees that I did not care about anything. I became very, very depressed. Not until I looked to God and changed my attitude did I get my true peace and joy. In the third part of the sower says, as for what was sown among thorns, this is he who hears the word, but the cares of this world, the pleasures and delight and glamour and deceitfulness of riches choked it and suffocated the word, and it yielded no fruit. Until my trials, I did not see that I fell into this category for about 29 years as a Christian. I did not see that I and others go to church and that we find ourselves being religious, but we still have the worries of this world and still seeking riches more than seeking God. And is suffocating the word of God out of our lives. But we need to get to the fourth part of the sower, which says, as for what was sown on good soil, this is he who hears the word and grasps it and comprehends it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case, 100 times more than what was sown, and in another 60 times more, and in another 30. We don't need to have the trials in our lives to take away our peace and joy. How do we get peace and joy? For me, when I was very depressed, which was for a few years, I started praying a lot. I would go to bed and fall asleep praying to God and waking up still praying. I would listen to sermons on the radio and Christian music. I did this for I don't know how long. And I found I still had sin in my life that I still needed to repent of. As I worked on getting these sins out of my life, I noticed I had a peace and joy in my life that I never had before. As we work on our sins, we may slip up here and there, but that's where the blood of Christ comes and cleanses us. When I worked at SCA many years ago as a pricing analyst, they would have new salespeople that would come in for training. When they would have a break, we could meet up with a sales rep that we would be working with. And so they had a break, and I got to meet up with a sales rep that I would be working with, and we talked. And near the end, he said, "We'll see you tonight for supper." And I said, "Oh, I didn't know that." And he said, looked at his paper and said, "Oh, it's customer service, not pricing." I went back to my desk, and for a half an hour, that ate at me. Why customer service? Why not pricing? Pricing deals way more with the sales reps than customer service does. And that kept going back and forth in my mind, taking my peace and joy away. After about a half an hour, it dawned on me. "Pete, let it go. It's only a thing of this world. So I don't get a free meal on the company. So I don't get to know my sales reps a little bit more. It's only a thing of this world. Get away from me, Satan," and my peace and joy came back. I gave this scenario many years ago at a different church, and after, a teenage girl came up to me and said, "It only bothered you a half an hour?" And I said, "Yes, because I've been working on it." I said, "If I wasn't, I probably would be, you know, days, weeks, months, years, that it would eat at me and take my peace and joy." But as we work on our sins, gradually they will get less and less and disappear. But we need to be working on them. I can tell you that God will test your hearts and your faith. He will also discipline those he loves. So don't be surprised when these things happen in your life, but just pass them. Now that's my story. Now for more details. I want to start by talking about transforming our lives, ourselves, our spiritual mind, our spiritual hearts. Romans 12:1. "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then will you be able to test and approve what God's will is, his perfect and pleasing will." We need to be working on transforming our spirit with the Holy Spirit. We need to let God's Spirit work within our spirit. Then we will have that peace and joy. Romans 14:17. "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit." Romans 15:13. "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with the hope and the power of the Holy Spirit." So we see, so with these two verses, we see that we need righteousness and a trust in God to get peace and joy in the power of the Holy Spirit. And we need to let the Holy Spirit change our spirit by having the fruits of the Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Do you not know your bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You have been bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Romans 1:17. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. Now, grace is a free gift from God that we get through faith. Now, faith comes from hearing God's word, and we must be doers of it. We are justified by faith. The more we live by the Spirit, the more your faith will grow, and you will have that peace and joy. So, therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. And through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope and the glory of God. So here we see that we gain access by faith into this grace. Galatians 3:12. The law is not based on faith. On the contrary, it says, the person who does these things will live by them. Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. When you live in sin, you will not have the peace and joy that God talks about. To have that peace and joy God can give, we must love God with all of our hearts. We need to rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition and thanksgiving, present your requests known to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. We must have a faith that grows by hearing his word and putting it into practice. I got a thing through the mail called the Wonder Bible that reads the Bible to me. With me on the road a lot, I get to listen to it a lot. I got to listen to the whole Bible in 3.5 to 4 months. We need to spend time with God's word, because then that's what will be in the meat. That's what will be in your minds. Then you will be in the meat of the word. For solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. We need to fill our minds with God's word, and that will be in our minds instead of the thoughts of evil and the things of this world. Now, when I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm thinking of God's word that's going through my head instead of the worries of this world. I'm not saying you can't listen to anything else, but it's not beneficial. If we go through our day from morning to evening without thinking about God, then you are setting yourself up for the roaring lion ready to devour you. We must repent of our sins. If you have anger, stop it. If you look at porn, stop it. If you swear, stop it. And any other sins you may have, stop it means repent of. Because what does darkness have to do with light? Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things above, not on the earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with God in Christ Jesus. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is adultery. Because of these, the wrath of God will come. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourself of these, such as anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Don't let the things in this world take away your peace and joy. Like things at work, things on the road, etc. When we get on the road, we allow other drivers to control our actions and we become angry. We see someone tailgating us or cutting us off, or they're driving too slow, and we become angry. But let us act like Christians should. Let's move over if we can. Let us not lose our peace and joy. Jesus said, walk the extra mile. If someone takes your shirt, give them your coat also. Let's show love on the road and not get angry. Let's keep our peace and joy as Jesus wants us to. Only you can let things and people take away your peace and joy. The main thing is to do all this with your spirit, working with the Holy Spirit that is within you. Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of the Spirit who lives in you. When praying, do it with the Spirit. Have your Spirit working in you all the time. We need to have a love for Christ that we will do anything for Him. Then we will have that peace and joy. You cannot have that peace and joy that God talks about if you keep sinning. Live by the Spirit. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Although Paul was incarcerated in Rome prison when writing the epistle to the Philippians, Paul demonstrated the joy of the Lord was his strength. No matter what difficult circumstances he had to face, whether rich or poor, a free man or in prison, Paul had learned the significance that only comes through Christ. He had discovered that true contentment is gained from abiding in Him, and you will get your peace and joy. So to have peace and joy in your life, one, pray continually. Two, read and listen to God's word a lot, so you have God's word in your mind and not the things of this world. Number three, apply God's word in your life so your spirit will work with the Holy Spirit and get sin out of your life. And then your faith will grow and you will have peace and joy. And four, love everyone. Get your mind off the things of this world and focus on your spirit. Do these as if you were in a race that you want to win the crown of life. You will have peace and joy when Jesus Christ is living in you. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, we come before you again. And we just ask you to be with us, that we can have the Holy Spirit working within us. Help us to study your word, listen to it often, apply it in our everyday lives. Help us have that peace and joy that is so evident when we follow Jesus in our lives. It's in his name we pray. Amen.